generations, we farm the finest artisanal homegrown campus radio in the greater Montreal area, celebrating 150 years of CJLO 1690 AM. It's a family tradition.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. On Saturday, March 16th, the Association of Graduate Students employed by McGill agreed upon an 8-week strike after a series of failed negotiations with the university. With an exam period around the corner, a major disruption is anticipated for students and professors. Dallas Jokic, a member of the association's bargaining team, told the Montreal Gazette that the strike can be prevented if McGill offers them a fair deal. McGill's teaching assistants' hourly pay is around $33, and they are asking for wages that are comparable with those granted by other Canadian leading universities, such as the University of Toronto, where they pay teaching assistants $47 per hour. They are also appealing for their pay to be safe from an annual 3% inflation, increased healthcare benefits, and the regulation of their allocated hours so that they conform with their workload. According to Mario Roy, the president of the association, if the strike takes place, teaching assistants won't be getting paid by the university, but the costs will be compensated by the association's own fund and the members' access to the fund of the Confédération des syndicats nationaux strike. If the strike takes place, more than 2,300 teaching assistants will be partaking in it. The association is set to meet with McGill again on Tuesday. The NDG Legion opened its door on March 15th for St. Patrick's Day festivities. Katie Brady has more.
This Friday, locals gathered at the NDG Legion to break bread over a bowl of Irish stew for St. Paddy's Day. Legion President Bob Boutillier wants the community to know the space isn't just for military families.
We've had a Jewish cantor rent this place for various Jewish holidays, particularly family and kids holidays. We've had a Palestinian group rent this place for arts and crafts.
Della Robertson, Sergeant-at-Arms of the NDG branch, explained its connection to the Irish Montreal community.
As I said, we have the initial sports group that come here, meet here, and they have their dinners here. And some people from the United Irish Society has been in the dinners for the Nishville. Okay? So this past year, when they had the head table and everything else, they had the people that were going to be marching in the parade.
Yeah. Robertson said the Legion provides services for vets in need, but to survive, they need a range of community events to make use of the space so it can remain open. She noted several branches which have closed in recent years, explaining that the pandemic was a serious hit to many branches like hers.
Some of my friends says, oh, the building's closed down. No, the building's not closed down. It's really functional.
Boutillier added that many were in trouble before COVID.
The legions, particularly in the cities, were dying out because the culture in the military for 20, 30 years has completely forgot about the legion. So we've got 30 years worth of people in the military that don't even know the legion exists and what it's there for. So there's no renewal of younger people.
As part of the efforts to bring in more young people, Boutillier often speaks at local high schools. And he's inspired by the interest they show. The branch invites anyone to visit for a pint or a game of pool Fridays 1 to 8 p.m. or to check out their Facebook to find out about upcoming meals and events. They hope to open more days a week in the near future. In NDG for CJLO, I'm Katie Brady.
Thank you. Good afternoon, listeners of CGLO 1690. You are tuned in to Time Stretch with me, Kyo. Today we're bringing you a mix, the 100% Jungle Special. I'm aware it's Metal March on CGLO, so I thought I'd come and bring some of the harder stuff for you guys. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to the next hour. We'll also be talking a bit about Jungle's history, where it comes from, etc, etc, etc. But yeah, it's going to be fun, so stay locked in. Tune playing right now is Peche Vocal Tune. Enjoy. So yeah, what is jungle? What are we playing today? Lots of questions. So a quick sort of first little definition. Most of you guys, you know, I want to do it for the complete, you know, unintroduced here. So yeah, jungle is a offshoot of UK hardcore music, which is a form of dance music that was kind of really big between 1991. And, you know, 93, 94, jungle sort of came around in 93, characterized by long bass lines, kind of maneuvering breaks, Raga samples especially. You know, jungle you could characterize as kind of a cross of, yeah, UK hardcore, a lot of dub reggae influences as well, that was really big for UK music. You know, big, sparse bass, echo, delay, all of that stuff. And also kind of early hip hop as well. So yeah, that's jungle. And so yeah, really big between 1993 and 1994. It's undergone some different, you know, iterations. So that's what I've attempted to show in today's show. You know, right now we have Coco Bryce Loving You playing, which is kind of a more like new school jungle, which yeah, takes from 93, 94. There was a big split in the scene as well between jungle and drum and bass, but I'll get onto that later. I'll just let the track play out for now. Enjoy. Playing right now is Being With You by Foul Play. One before was Loving You by Coco Bryce. Yeah, this track is an example of, I think it came out in 1993, 1994. So yeah, kind of more classic jungle, a bit less of that kind of like dub reggae influence. You normally hear a lot of like dancehall vocalists, you know, MCs, that kind of thing. So yeah, Being With You doesn't have that, but yeah, a lot of the tracks later will. And that's another important point, you know, people make a divide between, yeah, jungle and drum and bass. And an important takeaway is there was a big split in the scene in the, yeah, in 1994, 1995, when a lot of UK club promoters were essentially barring jungle events from happening because they were often racialized and considered as violent. So yeah, you see the rise of a term called intelligent drum and bass in the late 90s, mid 90s as well, to yeah, try and kind of, you know, distance themselves from this kind of, yeah, like racialized association. But that's why a lot of the tracks from the late 90s yeah, don't really have that same kind of I don't know, Caribbean influence, if you will. So yeah, I keep locked in. You're listening to CGLO 1690. This is the Time Stretch Jungle Special. Thank you. track playing right now is Inner City Life by Goldie. Yeah, another one of kind of an example of that. Yeah, later, you know, more spacey, less maybe like bass heavy, slower jungle, if you will. But yeah, I love the track and I thought I'd start off the show with some more atmospheric ones. But yeah, I don't know, the divide I want to make clear isn't too, like, you know, there are other reasons why jungle and drum and bass split apart, but the racialized element is definitely an important one to take into account, yeah, especially in the history. But yeah, enjoy the track, you'll listen to CJLO. See you lot after the ad break.
Bonesound is proud to present Shada Hayes. Discover the country folk of singer-songwriter Shada Hayes with Kindergarten Heart, an album as fun as it is profound. Available now on CD and colored vinyl. Shada Hayes will perform at Le Ministère on April 4th for the Kindergarten Heart record release show, sharing stage with her band and surprise guests. Tickets are on sale now. For more information and for all tour dates, go to bonesound.com.
All good beginnings need some variation. Tune into REVC with me, Maxwell. It's something different every week. Mondays at noon on CJLO 1690 AM.
And we are back. Track playing for you right now is Errol by Gremlins, Toronto-based jungle and drum and bass producer. This track is released on Metalheads, which is actually Goldie's label. So yeah, nice bit of you know, continuity there. But yeah, you should check him out. His stuff's pretty good. For only CanCon of the day as well. I tried to get it in. So yeah, but yeah, enjoy. Lots coming up, getting a bit harder, getting a bit more metally for this metal march on CJLO. But yeah, stay locked in, enjoy. track playing right now is Champion by TMSV, Dutch jungle producer. Yeah, there's a big Dutch scene in New School Jungle, but yeah, released more recently, I think 2018. But yeah, stay locked in, you're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. Track playing right now is Ready To Go by Peter Darker, also known as Kid Lib. Good example of the kind of hardcore jungle sound that I was talking about before, that the jungle we're more familiar with kind of grew out of. Yeah, so enjoy. Yeah, you can hear those four to the floor kicks. That's characteristic of hardcore, but not of jungle.
We'll be right back.
Okay, last two tracks were Stamina by The Dream Team, and this one playing right now is You Can Do It by DJ Nut Nut. Both of them kind of classic 1993 jungle tracks. Stamina, very, very like, you know, ragga sample, all of that. Same with You Can Do It as well, super classic. Mixing in right now, we have Valley of the Shadows by Origin Unknown. Some people say the first jungle track. Origin Unknown, also known as Andy C, still producing to this day. He's big in like UK drum and bass circles now. But anyway, yeah, beautiful tracks. I'll leave you lot to it. Stay locked in. You're listening to Time Stretch on CJLO 1690.
Blood, 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 blood
Last track was London Massive by Rough Cut, a new school release on Deep Jungle Records. Yeah, really nice track. Coming up now, we have Crumbling Down. I think it's a Tim Reaper track, forgive me if I'm wrong. But it's the Phineas 2 remix. Beautiful track. Enjoy. Jungle rhythms and breakbeats. For those who don't know, jungle drums composed of various breaks sampled from a lot of different tracks. The most famous one is the James Brown track Amen Brother. This is called the Amen Break, and yeah, it's everywhere in jungle. You know, this one little, I think it's 5-6 second loop has been spliced, taken, you know, rearranged infinitely. So that is, and the think break as well. Oh shit, I can't remember the track it's from, but it's another old funk track. So yeah, they kind of take that and then splice it up. It's called Breakbeat Science, I guess. Yeah, so bit of information for your head top. Anyway, yeah, you're listening to CJLO 1690. This is Time Stretch. Forgive me as well, the last track was Crumbling Down by Refreshers, not by Tim Reaper, but it is released on Future Retro, you should check it out. Alright, I will catch you lot off the ad break real quick. Yeah, and then we'll get into the last bit of the show. Oh shit, it just dropped. No! See you in a sec. Oh shit.
Cigarettes After Sex. Live in Montreal. X's World Tour. Bell Center, Saturday, August 31st. Get tickets now at Evenko.ca. The brand new album, X's, is available everywhere July 12th. For more, visit cigarettesaftersex.com.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All good beginnings. Need some variation. Tune into REVC with me, Maxwell. It's something different every week. Mondays at noon on CJLO 1690 AM.
Yeah, sorry about those technical difficulties. Caught me off guard slightly. But yeah, playing right now, we have Henry's Revenge by Sherelle, released on Hoover Sound Recordings. Great track. Definitely go check Sherelle out. More kind of new school jungle. The track before that was a Kid Lib remix of Tim Reaper, The Future Sound of London, A1. Two great tracks, kind of getting into more like new school jungle now, showcasing some of my favorite artists. So yeah, stay locked in. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Don't want that.
absolutely ridiculous track is Pull Up by Special Request, but it's the Tim Reaper VIP edit. Highly suggest you go check out both artists. Tim Reaper is the head of Future Retro London. Really great modern jungle, I guess new school jungle label, you know. But yeah, and Special Request, a great artist in a variety of different ways. So yeah, stay locked in. Last part of the show now. Two more tracks to come. Hope you enjoy. This is Time Stretch. Track playing for you right now is an edit of a classic track by, I think it's Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Drowning in Her. This is the Sonars, what is it? Yeah, Sonars Ghost VIP. So yeah, great track, hope you enjoy. It's the last track of the show now, You Don't Know My Selector by Soul Mass Transit System. Beautiful track as well. I hope you enjoyed the Time Stretch Jungle Special. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I had a great time mixing, trying to give some history as well. Not always easy, but yeah, because there's so much. But yeah, try my best. Have a great week, guys. I'll see you next week. Beautiful Alicia Keys sample as well. Enjoy.